today. Mary Phillips got hit today. She's having stitches, but she got an elbow from Michelle Stowe. She got stitches on the inside and the outside of her mouth. That happened during practice today. Cheryl had a kind of a limited practice. Her ankle's getting better. We don't want to take a chance on that. Otherwise, we're healthy. We're getting to better understand what we're doing. We're getting a little better every day.
What does it mean after coming back from two victories regular season now to have 3 days of practice? I mean, are you able to use those now? And is it
Lord. You moan and groan about having to open up the season in a back-to-back. But when you win both games and then you have 3 days to practice, you just think, what a great opportunity. How thrilling that is for you. Now let's just work and look at some things we need to look at and improve.
Is Brasser, was he getting back on defense, or what kind of things?
We're working on transition defense. We're working on rebounding. And that's the two things. I didn't think their press hurt us the other night. It hurt us one position, but that's all.
What do you like from your bench at this point?
I think it's great depth. I think it's the best depth we've ever had here. We got quality players who can really, really play. And we got to get them a little more comfortable. Most of them are new, so they're a little uncomfortable with the system.
Coach, look ahead to Seattle Friday. Let's talk about the challenge they present to the team.
I think Seattle's got a really good team. I think that they're like a lot of opening games. I think they open and got an eye-opener, so I think they've had a week to fret about that, and I think they'll take it out on us. Yeah, I think it'll be a great challenge. I wish they had a game between the time they got beat and the time they're playing us. I think any time you got Lauren Jackson and Sue Bird and Betty Lennox, you got a shot. I don't think they were ready for a zone, but I think they'll be ready for a zone this week.
Good enough for me.